One more time, God is good and He is greatly to be praised. Amen. I want to praise the Lord for everything I have. He's been just that good to me. Amen. We thank the Lord. Whatever we're going through, God has the remedy. God is, He is the source of all of our help. Everything that we need comes from the Lord. And we just thank God today for this opportunity to come together one more time. We praise the Lord in this place on this morning.
Amen. Amen.
Just give the Lord a hand praise for this crazy worship. Praise the glory of God. Amen. Set the atmosphere for worship. Set the atmosphere for the Word of God. And so we just thank the Lord. We come to God with all of our issues and our needs, and we're hungry for the Word of God. Here we are in this Thanksgiving season. Elder Jones, he's going to come. He's going to share the Word of God with us. So let us sit attentively today here in this Thanksgiving week to hear what God has to say to us and we'll apply to our everyday lives. We thank God for all the visitors that are here, for the visitors that are here today. And just thank God for each and every one of the saints of God. Love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Elder Jones, God bless you, brother. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. I know you probably had much sleep, but the Holy Spirit is going to infuse you with power.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you.
God bless you this morning. Thank God for Thanksgiving Sunday.
Amen.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord.
Amen. That's right.
Why?
For he is good.
He is good, and
his mercy endures.
His mercy endures. Just for the day?
Forever.
1 Thessalonians 5:13 is the verse I'm going to start with, but I'm going to go over quite a few verses. But I'm not going to take long because I have been told by some people of authority here that I have to get out of here by 1 o'clock. I think it was one of those cooks in the back and he let me know I had 1 o'clock, I had to get out of here, so I don't have much time, but I'm going to do as best I can. Bow our heads in prayer. Father, this afternoon, Lord, we're just so thankful to be in the house of prayer once again. We're thankful for the goodness of God, thankful for the experiences that you take us through, and thankful, Father, for your promises. You said you'd never leave us, neither forsake us. And so, Lord, as we study your word, as we dwell into your word, as we sit here and listen and hear, and Lord, as our hearts have been prepared through worship to receive of the good engrafted word, we are thankful and we're asking you to bless. We're asking you to touch the needy, touch the homeless with a place to stay, touch the hungry with food for their bellies. Touch those that without clothes, Lord, that they can have clothes on their backs and shoes on their feet.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we're thankful to be called among the blessed today. Thankful that last night we were able to rest in our homes and in our places, and with a roof over our head and walls to keep us protected from the cold and the elements. We're thankful this morning we're not growling, our stomachs are not growling because of hunger. We're thankful, Father, we have a measure of health and strength in our
yes,
minds.
Sir. Thank you, Lord.
And God, we know it didn't have to be so because we know that there are people even around us, even here, Lord, that are in suffering and in pain and Lord, in sickness. But we know, Lord, you're yet faithful because you're a faithful creator. You're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask and think according to the power that works in us. And Lord, we just ask that your will be done in this place. We ask, Lord, that you let your spirit rest upon us this afternoon. Lord, that you speak to our hearts. Lord, that we receive something that we didn't come with, and that we are able to take something with us back home with us to take us through the week, something that will strengthen us, something that will guide us. You said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We're asking that, Lord, that you order the steps of these, your people. We ask you this morning in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm going to start at verse 12. And we'll start at, I'm actually going to stop at verse 17. The Apostle Paul is speaking. He says, "And we urge you," verse 12, "brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. I'm going to keep reading. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. May the Lord add blessing to the reading and the receiving of his word. And I think this is a good time to consider, since it's Thanksgiving week, what we have to be thankful for.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times we go along and we assume that the good things, the special things in our lives, that somehow we deserve them. I beg to differ, and I would say to you that I know people who have done everything right, and everything seems to go wrong for them. But what we want to know is, what about me? What is that? You know, why me? You know, some people ask that question, why me? Why is it me going through this? Why? I have a question for you. Why not you?
Right.
You know, what makes you special? I had to go through some things in life. What makes you think you don't have to go through some things in life? Jesus went through things in life. Jesus says, the world hates me. And if the world hates me, he's going to hate you. They're going to hate you too. But we still have so much to be thankful for. If you got up this morning and you were able to use your legs and your arms, and you were able to feed yourself, to put clothes on yourself, you have a reason to be thankful.
Yes, yes.
If you got food for breakfast this morning, you have a reason to be thankful. If you have children and your children are not on drugs, mm-hmm. you have a reason to be thankful. You know, if your marriage is nice and tidy, you have a reason to be thankful. If your marriage is not tidy, you still have a reason to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
Because we not only have to consider what we see, but the things that are ahead of us in our future. Because the Bible says that in Jeremiah, it says what? I know the thoughts or the plans I have for you. The
says
plans and thoughts of good,
yeah.
not of evil.
Yes.
To give you a future.
And a hope.
And a hope. We
yes.
have something to be thankful for.
Amen.
Amen.
1 Peter verses 1, 18 and 19 says, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you are redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. We have something to be thankful for. How many are saved this morning?
Amen. Amen.
Then you have something to be thankful for.
Yes.
Give the Lord a hand, praise just for that. Colossians 1 and 12 says, and giving joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. We have something to be thankful for because we have an inheritance.
Yes.
If you haven't been in Bible study, I should say Power Hour, you've missed a lot because we've gone through Jacob and we started with Abraham and we went through to Isaac and we're with Jacob and Esau. And we found out that Esau despised his birthright, which meant his inheritance. But we as children of God have an inheritance
Amen.
In Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that we are this is in 1 Peter chapter 3, I think, we are a chosen generation,
yes,
a royal priesthood,
yes.
a holy nation, and a peculiar people.
That's right.
We are a chosen what generation? A royal priesthood. A royal priesthood is unusual because you either have royalty or you have priesthood. You're either a priest or you're a king. We are both. We are a royal priesthood. We have something to be thankful for.
Amen.
1 Thessalonians 4:13 says, but I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. This is a familiar passage for most of us. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. We have an inheritance, and we have a promise, and we have a hope. I have three things, the three things that I want to talk about, three reasons why I am thankful. And the first one we just read is for what he's done for me. He gave his life so that I wouldn't have to give mine. He gave his life on the cross so I would live.
Amen.
I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Secondly, what we just read in Colossians, he has given us an inheritance.
Yes.
We have heaven waiting for us.
Yes.
Jesus in John chapter 14 says what? He says,
let not your heart be
troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. He has a prepared place for you. But you remember, it's a prepared place for prepared people. And are you prepared for what he has prepared for you? Mm-hmm. Are you prepared? Do you know the Lord and the saving grace? Do you know the Lord as your Savior?
Right.
Then you have an inheritance. You have a blessing waiting for you. And the third thing is he gave me hope and a home. And we just read it in 1 Thessalonians. It said that I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning those that have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow above others who have no hope. We are not among those that have no hope. When we go to a funeral and it's a loved one that knows the Lord, it hurts us to see them go, but we know where they are.
Amen.
And we know whose they are.
Amen.
They had hope before they left here. Do you have hope?
Amen.
When you leave here, because you're going to leave here one day.
Yes.
Do you have that hope? Because that's the only important thing. What you have down here is going to vanish away. I don't care what you do with it. You can put it in the bank. You might have won the lotto. Guess what? When you leave this life, you're not taking that with you. But do you have that hope of heaven? Because if heaven is your hope, you have way more than the lotto.
Amen.
You have way more than the lotto. Jesus said when he was being tempted of the devil in the wilderness, the devil showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And Jesus must have looked at him and thought, are you serious? Because Jesus made this. Jesus owns this. But what he has for us is the same. We have heaven as our inheritance. There's nothing down here that compares to what we have up there.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, when you get to heaven, you're going to look back on your life. And if somebody said, you want to go back and do it a little bit, do it over again? What if I give you all the kingdoms like the devil told Jesus, I give you all this if you bow down and worship. What if God offers you that when you get to heaven? Guess what? You're going to look at him and say, no, I don't think so. Because this is way better. What he has for you in heaven is way better than what's down here.
Yeah.
There's nothing down here that will compare. For he's given us a hope and he's given us a home. And I'm thankful for who he is.
Yes.
It's good to be thankful for what he's done for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to be thankful for what he's given to you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you something. When you realize who he is.
Yes.
We did yesterday, we went to the creation museum and we saw what God has done in his creation. It is awesome. If you've never been there, I haven't been there before. My wife hasn't been there. It is awesome to see how they have put in pictures and in video the different things that are Mount St. Helens. I didn't realize how awesome that thing that was in Washington. That was an awesome thing. You know why it was awesome? Not because of the mess it made, but because that mud actually carved out things in the landscape that weren't there before.
Right.
And so why do you think that's important? That's important because, you know, you have people that will tell you that they found this bone and it was 100 million years old. Because they believe in this theory that the earth was made over millions of years. You know what they're really doing, right? They're trying to say there is no God.
Right.
Don't fall for that. That's all that is. And God can change the landscape in a moment of time is what this thing is telling us. So it doesn't have to be over billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of years. So most people that really are studying this thing are saying that, you know, the earth is maybe 10,000 years old, not the 100 million years. So they tell you this stuff is baloney. That's all it is. Don't buy into that. So I'm thankful for who God is. The Bible tells us that he is a faithful creator. 1 Peter 4:19, therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. We have a faithful creator. We have seen in the last months how God made his creation. He started and he didn't have to sit down and figure it out and do the math and do the physics. All he had to do was speak it.
Yes.
He said, let there be light. Yeah. And there was light. There was darkness before that, which means, you know, darkness is not a thing in itself. It is the absence of something. It's the absence of light. In the same way, he created everything just by speaking it, and it says, then the earth was without form. It was empty. It was void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. You know how he changed it?
He spoke it.
He spoke it.
That's right.
He took chaos and made it in order.
Yes.
Like Brother Ben in his prayer this morning was saying how God put the stars up in the sky and they just sit there.
Yeah.
And every morning and every night you
Thank
go out
you,
there
God.
And look, those same stars are sitting there just like last night.
Yeah.
That's not an accident.
Yes.
Somebody is controlling this thing.
Yes.
The Bible tells us that Jesus, that all things consist mm-hmm. in him.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is an awesome thing. I'm thankful for who he is.
He's an awesome
creator. And then he didn't stop with just creating the heavens and the earth. He just said, I'm going to make man.
Mm-hmm.
And after he put everything on the earth, he made the plants, he put the fish in the sea, put the birds out there, he put the animals, and prepared everything for one, his most special, most spectacular creation, which was man.
Yes, yes.
And he said, a man, different than the rest. He said, let us make man
in our image,
after our likeness.
Yeah.
And why did God go through all that trouble? Because God loves.
Yes, he does.
Why does God love? Because God is love.
Yeah.
And love has to be expressed.
Amen.
And to express love, you have to have an object of your affection.
Amen.
Just like I have a wife. She's the object of my affection.
All right.
You husbands have wives. They're the object of your affection.
Okay.
God had to have an object, and it was us.
Amen.
And God so loves. He continues to love because that's who he is. And so he extended his love. He expressed his love. He demonstrated it what? By showing us that despite how we've fallen, we're fallen. We're born from not the Adam that God made. We're born from the Adam that fell from grace.
Mm-hmm.
He's a man in sin, and we are men in sin. We are born, Bible says, in sin
and
shaping in iniquity.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing we can do about that. So we got a problem, and it's called sin. How do we get around that problem? Because the Bible not only tells us that we're born in sin, it tells them that we got a problem because the Bible says sin brings what? Death.
Death, yeah.
Well, how do we avoid death?
Jesus Christ.
Can we go to, what if we go to church every Sunday?
That ain't it.
What if I do good and that I help people?
That ain't it.
You know, and I give to charity. You know,
no.
I won the lotto. I'm going to give $1 million. Won't that get me to heaven? It should, because,
nope.
You know, I'm a good person. You know, I don't kill people.
Mm.
I don't drink. I don't smoke. Mm. That should be enough. I'm a good person. I should be able to get in heaven, right?
Won't do it.
I won't cut it.
Why not? So my sister, my wife is shaking her head. Oh. The Bible says that sin brings death.
Yes.
Not the sins that you commit. We're not talking about that. We're talking about your condition you're born in.
Mm-hmm.
You're born in sin. You can't get into heaven because of that. Now let's look at it. Okay, well, why does everybody say, I shouldn't kill, I shouldn't steal? Yeah, you shouldn't. Then why do people do it?
Sin.
Because we're born in sin. Yeah, but I don't do that. I'm a good person. I'm going in.
Mm-mm.
If God, when you get to heaven's door, if God asks you, why should I let you into my heaven? What are you going to say?
That's right.
Because you can say all that stuff that you didn't do. Okay. You no more going to make it into heaven because of what you didn't do. Than my dog. My dog don't do any of that stuff either.
Nah,
I don't have a dog, but just in case, if I had a dog, my dog don't shoot people. He don't drink. He don't smoke. You think my dog's going into heaven?
No.
Why?
He don't have a soul.
He's a good dog. He should get into heaven. No, because God didn't send Jesus to die for the dogs. He sent them to die for us.
That's right.
He didn't extend his love on the dog. And the whales, you know, you want to save the whales. Jesus didn't die for the whales, but he died for me.
Yeah.
He died for you. Because God's affection was extended to the one he said, we're going to make in our image.
That's right.
And after the fall, he said, okay, I knew they were going to fall, but guess what? I got a solution.
Yes.
I got an answer.
Thank God.
And I'm going to go down. He said, Father, if you give me a body,
yes,
I go down there.
Thank you, God.
And he came down, took on the flesh, amen, took on the body of the
thank
human,
you, Lord,
and became just like one of us. And he walked the earth for 33 years, and he became just like one of us. He felt what it was like to be cold. He felt what it was like to be hungry. He felt what it was like to have friends and your friends abandon you and turn their back on you and deceive you and to betray you and to deny you. He felt all that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet he said what? Father,
forgive them.
They don't know. They don't know what they're doing. They don't even know who I am.
Right.
Amen. They didn't get it. And we going along in life and we don't get it. We think if I just do this or if I just do that, I can make it in. No, the Bible says no sin shall enter. If you have messed up in one point of the law, this is what the law, this is what the Bible said. That's why the Ten Commandments were given, so that it can let you know the standard of holiness that God has set, and you can't keep it.
That's right. That's good.
And he sent the law first, and then he sent the Redeemer. He sent Jesus.
Thank you, God.
The only one that could do it. And he sent him in my place. I should have been on the cross, not him. One of those thieves on one side recognized that. He said, we deserve to be here, but this man's done no wrong.
Amen.
And Jesus recognized it. He said, this day. Because what? He asked him. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
Yeah.
And Jesus said,
That's all I need to hear.
This day, you'll be with me when I go into my Father's kingdom. This day. This is the day for you. If you don't know the Lord, this is your day. This is the day that he has given to you to surrender your life. Let's face it, if it were that important, you have to take it, you need to think about it. It was so important that God would come down himself to do it. Why I say God? Because Jesus is God.
Yes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is God. He's the God man. He's 100%, he was 100% man,
yeah,
and 100% God.
That's right.
He didn't come down here and lose part of himself. He came down here and gained humanity.
Yes.
He took on something. He didn't take anything off.
Amen.
Now he let go of his authority for a time, but he didn't let go of his deity. He was still God.
Amen.
Matter of fact, he said, no man takes my life from me.
That's right.
He says, I do what?
Lay it down, that I might pick it up again.
And I'm not going to just leave it there.
Yeah.
Take
I'm
it up
pick
again.
It back. And guess what? When he died, say that together with me. I died. When he rose,
I rose.
When he went up, I went up.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand praise for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
So I'm thankful for all those things. And as I wrap this up, what time is it?
Go ahead, preach.
What time is it?
Don't worry about the clock.
Where's Raquel? Shh. Don't tell her. I want us to know the Lord in three ways. I want you to know him in three ways. I want you to know his ways. Why do I want to know his ways? I want to know what God wants, what God sees in me, what he wants of me, what he expects of me. I want to know his ways. I want to know how he does and why he does what he does.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough one because Isaiah 55:8-9 says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts.
That's right.
My ways are not your ways. For as heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. So how am I supposed to get to know him? Proverbs 14:12 says what? There is a way that seems right.
Right unto man, but the end thereof.
It seems right. It looks good. It looks popular. Everybody else is doing it. It must be okay to do it. Everybody else is doing it. I want to be a part of the crowd. Following the crowd is very popular. It's very common. But I'm going to tell you something. What Jesus said, Jesus says, broad is the way and wide is the gate that leads to what? Destruction. Many there will go therein. But straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leads to life. So it's not always about the crowd. It's not about always about what's popular. It's not about being politically correct. Amen. Everybody else says it's right. And somebody said what? It's on the internet. It's got to be true.
Oh,
right? It's on ABC, CBS, and NBC. It must be right. You need Jesus. Not just because you believe that, but you need Jesus. But I want to know God's ways. John 14 says, 6 says what? Jesus said what?
I am the way.
I am the way.
That's right.
You want to know the way of God? Jesus says, when you've seen me, you've seen
the Father. That's right.
Wow. I want to know his ways. Then I want to know his will. What is his will for me? He says what? It is not his will that any should
perish.
Perish. His will is what? That all
come to repentance.
Come to repentance.
Yeah.
That all sinners turn from their wicked ways.
Yeah.
What does the Bible say? In Isaiah 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves
and pray, seek my face, and turn
around from your ways, your wicked ways, then.
That's right. Then and only then.
Then I'll hear from way up there. And I'll forgive their sins. And I'll heal their land.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Because that if, it's up to you. He's already done all he needs to do. He's done all the work. All the heavy lifting is already done. Somebody asked Jesus, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus didn't tell him you got to go do the law.
That's right. Amen.
What did he tell him?
Sell your possessions.
What must I do? One thing. Believe. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. Just believe what I've already taken. I've already done the work for you. Romans 3:23 says that all have sinned
and fallen short of the glory.
All. If you're part of all, raise your hand. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Then in 6:23 he says what? The wages of sin. Because remember, we just said it. Sin brings death. The wages of sin is death. But
the gift of God is eternal life.
I've said this 100 times. If somebody come to you and give you a gift and say, you know what, I was thinking about you. You know, I got you something. And you open it up. Wow. It's just what I wanted. And then you say, well, how much owe you? No, it's a gift. You don't pay for a gift.
That's
a gift. It's just from one person to the other. It's a gift. You can just the only thing you can do is what? Well, there's two things you can do. You can receive it, or you can say, you know what? It's nice, but I can't take this. It's too much. But I insist you take it. Take it. No, I'm a pass. I think what Joshua said, I set before you death
and life.
Mm-hmm. Blessing
and cursing.
And cursing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells you which one to choose.
Yes.
Choose life.
Yes.
That you may live.
Why will you die?
That is insanity. Why would you want to die? That's insanity. Nobody in their right mind wants to just die. When I mean die, I mean be separated from God. Nobody wants to be separated from God. Not if you're in your right mind. But the Bible says what? The fool in his heart
believes
and has said,
there is no God.
There is no God. So in other words, if you don't accept the gift, that puts you in that category of what? A fool. I want to know his ways. I want to know his will for me. And finally, I want to know his word. Psalm 119, if you can read this at home, in the verses 97 to 105, and it ends with, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Hebrews 3 and 12 says, for the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joint and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, his word is the only thing that can pierce this sinful heart and turn that hard heart into a heart of flesh that is able to receive the things of God. Only the word of God. It's sharp. It's powerful.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And finally, 1 Thessalonians 5:13 is where we started. Give thanks in every circumstance, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Give thanks in every circumstance. I'm glad he said every circumstance, because there's some circumstances I would never think to give thanks. I can't pay my rent. I don't see any reason to give thanks. Do you? If you know the Lord, you will. If you don't know the Lord, you will see it. You will just see your circumstance and say, this is the end of it. But you got to remember something. If you belong to the Lord, he uses circumstances for your benefit to drive you closer to him.
Yes, he does.
He wants you to be with him.
Yes.
He wants you in his presence. We read that. It's what?
Fullness of joy. And at his right hand.
At his right hand are what? Pleasures. You missed a good lesson this morning, because Jacob had everything. He had the birthright, he had the blessing, and he found himself with nothing. Because this world can give you everything and you can have nothing. Because this world with everything in it, without Christ, is nothing. In this world with none of those things, but with Christ, you have it all.
Yes.
You have more than enough. You have all that you need. Because everything we need is in Jesus Christ. In him we live and move and have our being. Amen.
Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. Go out this week. Yeah, you're going to eat, I know. But don't forget those that don't have food to eat. We're going to do some giving away after, you know, in a minute. Thank God nobody told Raquel, because it's 10 after. But get ready. Don't just get ready to go feast. Get ready to give somebody. Go get ready to help somebody. Get ready to serve somebody. As he has done to you, do for somebody else. Amen. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. Give the Lord a hand, brother.
Message. What a message. This brother has been preached up today.
Man.
Adulterated word of God. I believe I heard Peter back there saying, amen. Was that you, Peter? I heard saying, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm not picking on Peter, but Peter, I just want you to say one more thing. Say yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Bless your name, God.
That's a message for you today, God. Brother. I don't know why I'm singing to you out right now, but just yes,
bless
Lord.
Bless your name, God.
Oh, down in your soul, yes, Lord. Oh, God, yes, Lord, I'll
yes
do
to your will.
Yes,
Lord,
God, I'll obey you. Yes, God, I'll surrender all.
Yes, Lord.
Praise God. This brother preached the gospel to us on today.
Amen.
Let us know how much we should be thankful for. God has done so much for us.
Amen.
He's brought us from such a mighty long way.
A mighty long way.
He saved our souls. He's made us whole. He's healed us. He's delivered us. He's an awesome and mighty God. Yes. Let's give the Lord a hand for him today. In the name of Jesus, praise God. So it's been said, yes, we're going to minister to food distribution on this afternoon. But prior to us, the final words being said, it's time to have a word of prayer.
Yes.
So many of us are going through. Life is rough sometimes. It's rough a lot of time, most of the time. There's trouble, heartaches, and pains. There's sickness and death. There's situations in our lives. But thank God for Jesus. Some of us have a hard road to hoe, but we're not in it by ourselves. Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes.
I'll be with you always, even to the end of the earth. Praise God. If you're in the room and you've had a death in your family, would you just stand? If you're in the room and you have sickness in your body, would you just stand? If you're in the room and you have a family member that you know that they're standing in the need of prayer, they need a touch from the Lord, would you just stand on your feet? If you're in the room and you're thankful for who you are and who he is and what he's done in your life, stand on your feet, amen? Let's give the Lord a hand for it. So merciful to us. So Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you right now. We ask you to stretch out your mighty hand now, God. Comfort those who are bereaved right now. Loved one has been taken away, gone on the other side, and there's a void that's left in their life. Lord, we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would fill that void, that you would speak a word of comfort, you would keep them, speak a word of peace, you would caress them with your loving arms, give them to know that everything is going to be all right. In Jesus' name, God, you're able to do it. Nothing too hard for you. We pray for each one that's standing in the line in the need of prayer, sickness in their body. Regardless of what the situation is, our God know all about it. So, Father, we're asking you to send your divine word of healing now. You are Jehovah Rapha. You heal us of all of our sickness and disease. God, we say thank you. Stretch out your hand, God. Heal today in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. Heal, God. You can. There's nothing too hard for you. Heal these your people, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand, and we'll give you the praise, we'll give you the glory, we'll give you all the honor, God. Ease the pain, increase strength, Lord. Hope from on high, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you right now. Pray for those who are going through financial situations. Hard times have come our way, Lord. But God, you are the God who provides. You are Jehovah Jireh. God, we say thank you. Thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, we're standing in proxy for our loved ones, for our family members, for our unsaved loved ones, God, our friends. We're standing in proxy. We're saying, God, save, God. Deliver, Lord. Set free. Clear the mind. Regulate the heart and the mind, God, that men and women will look up to you and ask that question, what must I do to be saved? God, we just thank you right now for pouring your word down in our hearts, Father God. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. We pray for every family, every marriage here on today, Lord. Those marriages that are jammed up and jelly tight, God, we say thank you. For those marriages on the rock, God, we say thank you because we know that you'll step in. And you're able to put broken things back together. So, Father, we just thank you right now, and we're praising you for everyone in here that's thankful for who you are, that's grateful for the blood of Jesus, that's thanking you for the very breath in our body, that's saying, thank you, God, that you have a plan for us. Thank you, God, you prepared a place for us. Thank you, God, that you're ordering our steps in your word. So we bless you, and we thank you, and we honor you in the master's name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The Father, we just ask you to bless the food that's been prepared. God, Lord, that will be digested today, and that will be given out to your people, Lord. God, make it wholesome and nourishment and strength and energy for our bodies in the name of Jesus. Empower us on today. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Anoint us, God, that will minister to the people as they come to receive what you have provided. God, we say thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray for every young person in this building, every child, Lord, everyone that's in school and in college, Lord, and careers are on the horizon. God, those young people that are in the valley of decision, solidify their going in the name of Jesus. So God, we just thank you. We have so much to thank you for.
Thank you.
And we bless you, Lord. Bless the offering boxes on the wall. That whatever goes in that box will be for your glory, for your honor,
yes,
and the upbuilding of your kingdom. Somebody's in the valley of decision right now, God, and they're in this loop, and they can't get out of the loop. God, break the loop in the name of Jesus. Set them free on this day. Let somebody leave here a different way. And we praise you, we bless you, we pray for a brother who's standing in need of a job today. And doors are being shut in his face, but God, give him encouragement to know that you're going to work it out for him.
Yes.
And we just thank you, we praise you, we bless you. In Jesus' name, and all the saints of God together with me, just say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. The sister will be set up in the rear, so if anybody wants to help,